Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, let's go.
New England Patriots.
Raiders football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's a mercy. We're in the air, we're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say
New England,
you're talking Super Bowl, going up.
New England Patriots. New England Patriots. New England Patriots.
The greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say
New England,
you're talking Super Bowl going up.
New England Patriots. New England Patriots.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Giants or the Rams or whoever they face at home, it'll be just like 07-08, and they will lose to the Giants, and the Giants will finally lose to the Packers in Green Bay, because everyone will talk about how the Giants have beaten the Packers twice in the playoffs on the road in Lambeau. How Eli's done it twice, how we're bound to see a Super Bowl, a Giants-Patriots rematch in the Nickel in San Francisco if Dallas does lose to the Giants, and the Packers will use that as motivation to win. And we will see the Packers, and we will see the Patriots in Super Bowl 50.
All right, hey, Chris, we have Monday Night Quarterback. I think this is Monday Quarterback. Is this you?
Radio.
Oh, there he is.
Monday Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
He was doing a blog, but he's back again. Hang on a second. Hello, Monday Night Quarterback.
Monday Night Quarterback, can you hear me?
I can hear you, bro. What's going on? Welcome to the podcast. Chris Ramsey, say hello, Monday Night Quarterback.
Hello, Monday Night Quarterback.
I just heard his pick. I just heard that guy's pick. The Packers and the Patriots. That's a good pick. I happen to agree with the Patriots, but I've got the New York Football Giants in next year's Super Bowl number 50.
Ooh, Chris Ransom. Because Chris Ransom, I have Coughlin being.
I have the Giants getting in as a wild card, going to Dallas and beating the Cowboys at home field, and then losing to the Packers in the NFC title game.
Your thoughts on that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, he's got the Giants right there in the thick of things. I just happen to think that the Giants will win, you know, be there again next year. They've got one of the best receivers in football. He proved that by winning the
Cruz and
MVP.
Odell Beckham back at full health. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think they're old. They're aging. Cripple's little brother can't get her done. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think
they fired Coughlin. I would have dismissed this team, but they're going to bring in a good offensive lineman in the draft, and they'll be able to address the secondary on day two of the draft. Like, that's really their only need is a left tackle and maybe some players in secondary. So if they address those needs, I think they can contend if they bring Jason Pierre-Paul back, because DeMontre Moore and Pierre-Paul both played better down the stretch.
All right. Give me your thoughts on the AFC out there, Monday Night Quarterback. Appreciate you having me on your show. What's some of your thoughts out there in the AFC? Go ahead, Monday Quarterback. Give me some of your thoughts in the North, and give me what you expect next year in the 2015-16 season in the National Football League, sir. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, you know, when I got onto the show, I agree with your buddy. I think it's going to be the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 50.
50.
Yeah, and I think Denver will take a decline. That's for sure. They will enter the ranks of the doldrums once again. And as far as everything else, I think it pretty much stays the same. Of course, the Ravens will be in there, you know, just like they were this year.
Yep.
Pretty much it's the same as last year, except I think the only difference is that Denver will take a nosedive. That's basically.
Well, I heard today, Chris Ramsey, both you guys out there, that they don't know what's going to happen with him now in the off season and whatever else is going to go on here and with the cripple and. Yeah, and they got rid of their assistant coach, went over the Chicago Bitches. I call him assistant coach. He wasn't the head coach. They brought in the new dude who used to play with Horseface. So I think there's going to be a lot of problems. Who's going to be holding the bag with poor choices? The fans that buy the laundry basket. So you're absolutely right. And I don't hate on the Broncos. I don't hate on the cripple. I think he's a good quarterback. But I think the light went off in their head after how Brady took care of that defense in Super Bowl 49. I think they're looking at what Brady did and what he didn't do last year. Brady wasn't afraid of that defense in Super Bowl 49. Grant Edelman should have been the MVP of Super Bowl 49. I don't know. Me and Chris agree on that. Some people think I'm crazy, but two INTs, two TDs, but Edelman should have got it. But I think there's a lot of – I mean, the cripple is – who knows? I don't – Denver's got to move on without him sooner or later, and they better do it now. Cause that's,
Brady is willing to take pay cuts to win championships.
Right.
Peyton Manning does not take pay cuts.
I agree.
That separates these two quarterbacks.
And Brady moved some money around that one time. And I think that's why Seattle Seahawks is better to have – I think their quarterback, the good old the soccer ball out there, will spread his money out, have it deferred if you're smart, and live off your signing bonus. So, absolutely, it isn't like sissy ball. I mean like golf or bowling. This is a team sport, and you need to spread your money out a little bit, have it deferred. So when you are out of money, you get your money every 2 weeks instead of playing craps to me in Las Vegas, and I buy your Super Bowl ring for $50 on the streets of Las Vegas. So I don't know. It's like I said, the guy, the butler, in Super Bowl 49, in 5 years, Chris Ranch will buy his Super Bowl ring for $500 at a craps table out there in Bellagio, and the car will be the junkyard that he got given to by somebody in the outskirts. But, the AFC is a lot stronger, Chris. Would you not agree compared to the last 2 years ago, Chris? The AFC is stronger. Would you not agree, Chris?
I agree that the AFC is stronger, but at the same time, I feel like there is a lack of depth in terms of deep teams because I feel like it's the Patriots, the Ravens, the Colts, and that's it. Maybe the Chargers could do something if Rivers can stay healthy, but, I mean, Gary Kubiak wants to, like, have Peyton Manning line up as a pocket quarterback, no shotgun plays. And last 3 years, Peyton Manning, I mean, he was good enough to learn the shotgun offense when he went from Indianapolis to Denver from playing pocket quarterback to shotgun. He was capable of making that adjustment because he's still young in his prime. He wanted to silence his critics. Now there's that uncertainty of whether he wants to silence his critics. And some people say Manning doesn't want to have to relearn the offense he first learned when he came to Indianapolis. And if that's the case, I'd move on and try to give Osweiler a shot.
Right. Totally agree. I just think sometimes you got to move on with the cripple. I don't hate the cripple, but I think you got to move on somewhere substantial. It just drives me insane. You hang on to these guys, you hang on to it, and the laundry basket gets older and older, and then all of a sudden you wonder why. So what's your thoughts on the Denver dickheads that are out there, Monday night quarterback? What do you think? And anything else in the AFC before we go to the NFC?
Well, Denver made a big mistake in getting rid of the coach. I don't think that's the answer to the problem. I think it obviously was the cripple. You know, he faltered down the stretch dealing with that shoulder. That was obviously it. Of course, John Elway doesn't have half a brain to figure that out. I guess just like all owners, they're trigger happy. I do have to commend Jerry Jones a little bit because he is bucking against the trend by sticking to his man, you know, Jason Garrett. And it seems like Jones has finally learned his lesson. I think
right.
Garrett is.
Well, no, I agree. No, I will give Jerry Jones that. Here's the problem with Jerry Jones now. Now that he thinks he knows what he's doing, that could be the worst thing. But he, like I said, I still believe I will see an obituary before I see a championship. And that's unfortunate. So I respect Jerry. I know he likes football. He generally likes football, and he wants his Cowboys to do well. But the problem is he's too wants to stay with Nancy Boy. And it's just like going to Vegas and you're rolling the dice. You know, and you want to, and you pretty stay in 00, 00, 00 all the time. So, I don't know. It ought to be pretty interesting with my Cowboys. And, I mean, I like Nancy Boy, but I think it's going to be a very, very interesting run with my Cowboys the rest of the way here. And because, you know, and then Nancy Boy's not getting any better. I would not be shocked tomorrow if Tony Romo retired because of a bad back problem. But the best thing about my Cowboys is that we have a very solid offensive line. Finally, but I'm going to test Chris Ransom. My Cowboys and if I'm drafting for my Cowboys, Chris, I would go after somebody in the offense and the defensive line. We have a pedestrian offense defense. We have a very good pedestrian, but we need somebody. I think Shue would be a phenomenal extension to my Cowboys that would solidify my offensive, my defensive line. We need rushers, my Cowboys do. I think we need a veteran person in the secondary for my Cowboys. What does my Cowboys need to achieve next year? I think we need defense, Chris.
After the Cowboys drafting Nate Orchard, the defensive end / outside linebacker out of Utah that had 18.5 sacks this year and really dominated the Senior Bowl, showed he could play 4-3 outside linebacker on either side, 3-4 outside linebacker on either side, or 4-3 defensive end on either side. He showed that versatility, and he's going to be there when the Cowboys are picking 26, and that's who I have them taking.
Is there any really good guy in the middle out there beside if we got the Shue? Do you think the Shue would come to the Cowboys or not? I know he wants to go to Seattle, but do you think the money or the ability to sign him to a long-term deal to make it just over the hump?
And he's a defensive tackle for the Texas Longhorns, also has the versatility to play nose tackle. So, I mean, you could get Malcolm Brown at 26 as a defensive tackle if you wanted him as well. The guy I have Dallas taking in the second round is Marcus Golden. He's a left-end / outside linebacker out of Missouri. So we'll see. They need a strong side linebacker. They need two defensive ends. They need two defensive tackles as well. So I feel like Dallas, they just need to find defensive linemen, plug-in-and-play type guy, get the best defensive lineman available. Maybe go after Landon Collins out the safety out of Alabama if he slips that far. But I think defense has to be your top priority.
Totally agree. They got to go heavy on the defense, maybe trade off some of Claiborne or whatever the hell it is. But we have a good defense. We just need some leaders, and I would love to get the Shue or somebody in free agency. If I was Jerry, I would spend very large in free agents, Chris, whoever gets released, and I would get some veteran linebackers, and I would get somebody in that middle.
Cowboys are going to get there's a rumor on, I don't know, Pro Football Talk, Florio, he thinks that Dallas might sign Adrian Peterson, get rid of DeMarco Murray, draft a receiver to replace Dez Bryant in the first round, and then get a quarterback to succeed Nancy Boy in the second round. Do you think that's...
No. We don't. I'm sorry. We have to go with the guy. If we want to get Super Bowl 50, we have to go with the disease. And DeMarco Ward just has to hang on the ball. You don't want AP. That'll be the distraction we don't need. I mean, break off a switch, bitch. I'm sorry. DeMarco, I like DeMarco. He's faster than AP, and he can catch the ball. AP runs the ball. DeMarco, I think, will find a way to stay, and so will Dez. They have something right now. Like, I'm picking them. That's the first time I picked my Cowboys to win the Super Bowl since they lost. I mean, this is the first time I've actually, as a fan of my Cowgirls, actually have the balls to say my Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl. I feel we have the ability. We just need to build some defense, rush the passer. We played the Tea Partiers at home, I think. I saw that on the New England Tea Partiers website. We play them. So we have a...
I think Marinelli's coming back. I think he... Right. I don't know if he even took the Tampa Bay job.
Hey, Chris, can you look to see who's on our schedule next year, the Cowboys? Is that guy, Tea Partiers had it up on their website. Can you see who the Cowboys have in the schedule next week by any chance?
I know that they will face the AFC East teams this year because this is the Super Bowl 42, 46, 50. So there is a pattern. They play the same four teams in the conference every 4 years. So that's going to happen. They'll also face the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets. So they'll have a manageable schedule.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Any thoughts on that there, Monday Night Quarterback? I apologize not getting into you. Anything about the Cowboys real quick? What do you think we need?
Well, DeMarco's staying. I mean, he's already said he wanted to stay. He just needed a little more respect. I think the Cowboys need to go to him a little more often. You know, he needs to average over 100 yards a game. If he can do that, the Cowboys definitely have a threat, or they will be a threat to go to the Super Bowl. But other than that, you just have to protect Tony Romo. I think they need to look for another quarterback in the draft. They've got several free agents coming up. I like Kirk Cousins in Washington. If I was Dallas, I'd be trying to get somebody along those lines. Because they need a backup to Tony Romo. They need somebody that can, you know, has a little experience. They can step in there and take over the team in case Tony Romo gets knocked out. So I definitely would keep an eye or try to get Kirk Cousins. He's already said that he wants out of Washington. I think he would be a great backup for Tony Romo, and he could take over that team. I see leadership potential in him. He just hasn't,
I do.
been given a chance in Washington because of the RG3 situation. But I think he has lots of the basic fundamental skills you need as a quarterback. And I think a lot of the inconsistencies that led what he had toward the end of that year was because of frustration mentally, knowing that RG3 was on his foot, you know, heels the whole time. But
right.
you get a clear conscience out of that man on the team that wants him. I think he's the deal. I really do. So
right.
I
think he goes to Buffalo. I think Buffalo might snatch him up. Your thoughts on that?
I thought Buffalo had
Who's that one guy? What's that one quarterback, Chris, you talked about? He's a pretty good quarterback in the second round. He's a big guy. What's his name? He's only four. Who's that one, Chris? He's in the ACC, I think he is. Who talked about the guy? He's a big guy in the second, third round draft, Chris, for the Cowboys?
For this year?
Yeah, there's somebody in the draft. There's a big, tall guy. You talked about one time, a quarterback. The Cowboys could take him. What's his name? Is he from USC? Where's he from? Wherever he's from. LSU?
Brett Conley out of UCLA.
UCLA. Yeah, he's a pretty big boy. Was he like 6'5"?
Yeah.
How long do you think he'd last for in the draft if the Cowboys would get it, if they were lucky, if he was smart?
I think the Jets are probably going to take him with that 37th pick unless they sign Hoyer or they secure a quarterback to a long-term deal. Then there's a chance he could move down a bit. I think Dallas, if they wanted Hundley, they'd have to take him with that first-round draft choice. They'd have to take him there if they wanted him.
Okay, you're right. I'm one of the quarterbacks.
James Harden out of East Carolina. He did well at the Senior Bowl, but at the same time, he didn't really. There were some ups and downs, and he's going to be throwing at the combine. He's the only quarterback from the Senior Bowl going to be throwing at the combine, and Carden was one of the better quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl. So if Carden is a good combine, he might be a guy worth taking a look at to see if he can develop and succeed Tony Romo, because he had a bad bowl game against the Florida Gators, but. East Carolina quarterback, he's their best quarterback since David Garrard.
Okay. All right, let's go to the NFC North, I think is going to be.
Well, just like Brady and Staubach, so Carden.
Right. Absolutely, I agree. You got the Green Bay Penis Packers, the Motor City Kitties. The Green Bay Penis Packers I thought would miss, 12-4. The Kitties, I said 12-4, 11-5. Vikings, 7-9. The Bitches at 5-11. In this division, I'm going to take the Motor City Kitties again, 11-5, and I'm going to take the Green Bay Penis Packers in this division. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they get in, which I think they do, or they don't get in, if they don't get past that first round, they will fire McCarthy. Okay, they don't want any BS. I mean, somewhere Doublecheck is saying, "God, I lost to Seattle. Are you kidding me?" So, I like Doublecheck, but Doublecheck was kind of full frontal with the play calling in that game, like. What the hell? I think in my mind, Doublecheck, Chris, is a lot like Brady and a lot like the cripple. Let him call his game. Would you not agree? Yes, let him make his own calls. Would you not agree?
Yeah, let him make his own calls. It's like he's capable of getting the job done, and I think it's going to be Green Bay. I'm not sure how losing Nick. They might lose Sue, and they might lose Nick Fairley. The Lions are projected to lose both of their star defensive tackles. I think that's really going to hurt them. I like the Vikings to finish in second with a 9-7 record.
Right.
That was what I had them doing last year, but it just Bridgewater did not start week one.
Right.
And there's talk that Adrian Peterson might return to Minnesota. And if that's the case, I think Minnesota will finish in second place.
Right. I'd love to see that. That'd be sweet. But I just think Kitties will find a way. They have an incompetent coach who came from the he had that incompetent look against my Cowboys, but I just think Stanford the Stiff and Megadrop, as Zane B. calls them out there, they get it done, and they find a way to win. The Green Bay Penis Packers, I'd love to see the Vikings get in as a wild card, trust me. But I think they're on a five-year plan. I think they get in Super Bowl 52. I think they get a Super Bowl 53 or 52 with that five-year plan, and they're doing a good job with Zim. I like him. Brady, I think you're going
to. Who's in Minnesota? Are you implying that the Vikings will be the first team to go to a Super Bowl that they host?
Yeah, I think I like Zim. He's building a good team. I'm just telling you, they're on a five-year plan, and I think they're going to do well. But I'm taking the Motor City Kitties win that division. Penis Packers will get a wild card. They'll lose first round. They'll fire McCarthy. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, turtles go back to where they were born. That's what they do. And Chucky will come out of his cage, and he'll go back to where he was born, and the Green Bay Penis Packers will have their coach – He'll come out of the Fort of the Curse where the turtle was born. So then the sorry, Zane B, bitch please, the bitches, Crybaby Cutler must be released. They'll do nothing. The assistant coach who came from the Denver Dickheads takes over the bitches, and they're going to go 3-13 or 4-12. The Vikings are double snowman. Your thoughts on Monday Night Quarterback? What's your thoughts on the NFC North, sir?
Bears are going to finish in last place. I'm not sure what quarterback, Cardale Jones, Ohio State, Connor Cook, Michigan State, or Christian Hackenberg, Penn State, which Big Ten quarterback the Chicago Bears will end up drafting in 2016. I'm not going to make a mock draft for 2016 yet. It's too early for that stuff, but I'm already speculating which Big Ten quarterback's going to get Cutler's job next year.
Pedophile University, what the hell? So what's your thoughts, Monday Night Quarterback, on the NFC North, sir?
Well, I agree with your buddy, Dad. The Green Bay Packers are definitely going to be probably an NFC championship game. So I don't think anything changes in that respect. I think Detroit stock goes down. Minnesota, I agree, would probably have to go up. Chicago Bears, I don't know. I don't think John Fox is going to get that done in Chicago.
Yeah.
I just see Chicago getting worse, actually.
Yeah. I watched Crybaby Cutler, and he doesn't care. He doesn't. I'm sorry. I was doing a show yesterday, and someone compared him to Jeff George. Like, that's what I've been compared to her. Either he's Jeff George or he's Dan Marino. And he's got all the ability in the world. Could you imagine if he had a head and a shoulder, he could be. It was a good. Could you imagine Marietto have what the hell's his name again coming out of Oregon? The jungle man would have his ability. It's too bad, but Crybaby Cutler is stealing money and was. I indicted him for larceny, and he'll be indicted again for stealing money from Chicago bitches. But they made a poor choice, and they're going to go 5-11, 4-12, and like you said, they'll probably get a quarterback next year. They get Pettifield University. We'll see what happens.
University quarterback is kind of like Jay Cutler because he had an awesome freshman year, but he struggled as a sophomore until the bowl game against Boston College. So if he has a good junior year and he goes pro and the Bears draft him, it will be Cade McCown, Jay Cutler all over again. The bitches will still suck, and you can call him a crybaby, a junior.
All right. So now we get to the NFC South, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say a team that gets fired here with Atlanta Fakers.
Computer hacker, because his name's Christian Hackenberg. That'll be his nickname for next year's draft, the computer hacker, the Christian Hackenberg out of Pedophilia University, the computer hacker out of Pedophilia University.
There you go. Perfect. You have nicknames ready for this guy already. You should put a picture, put it on a shirt, call it the computer hacker from Pedophilia University. Have a jersey say Pedophilia University. So you got the NFC South last year was an embarrassment. Should be no ties in football. You play till you win. No headsets, passing only, no punting. If you're on 4th and 10, you better go for it. If not, they turn it over. First guy's got a touchdown, game over. You have to call your own plays. There's no radios. You must get in as a touchdown, and that's all there is to it. No ties in the National Felon League, bitch, please. So says me, Calpol Radio, the new commissioner of the National Felon League for $1 out of Zane B's basement. Parasites win this division. They will fire, even though Benson is an idiot and doesn't know what he's doing, they will fire his ass out there in New Orleans, and I like him, but I know he had a Super Bowl. We had Katrina, but at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, Sissies miss, Fakers miss, Tampa Bay Tampons could be a dark horse. The Food Suit will have an okay season. They finish 6-10. Fakers finish 2-14. Since they go double snowman, Carolina, let me see what I write down here, so I don't want to screw up, 9-7 again, and they get in his division. Parasites with Cam the Scam. Monday Night Quarterback, what's your thoughts on the ineptness of the NFC South Monday Night Quarterback? Go ahead.
The South survived again, right? Not?
Yep.
I see mediocrity in the NFC South again, the same as last year. I think it's going to maybe take a couple more years to figure all that mess out and get it sorted out. If Tampa Bay gets Mariotti and they got Lovie down there, you know, basically doing what he did in Chicago, and Chicago made their mistake in getting rid of Lovie, but I think he can build a Tampa Bay team around Mariotti. And I look for Tampa Bay, if they do draft Mariotti, to rise to the top of the NFC South in just a couple of years. And in the meantime, the NFC South will continue to swim around in mediocrity. But I think
right.
that Tampa is the bright star at the end of that tunnel in the NFC South.
I agree. It is, and especially the Food Stealer. if he can behave himself and they give him some weapons, the Tampa.
They already have some weapons. You know, Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans, the guys that are currently on wide receiver. If they get him a running back and a good offensive line in the draft, I think Tampa Bay can do something, possibly win this division. But New Orleans is going to have a better defense. They'll probably get a corner and a pass rusher in the draft. Atlanta, they're my favorite right now, but depending on what happens on draft day, I'll probably change this pick. Regardless, NFC South winner loses the wild card game they host to the New York Giants.
Wow. All right. I just I think here's what I think with the food stealer. He can live in Lovie Spaceman's basement or grandma's house. In the, I don't care if he's upstairs in a basement. He can have his Playboy mansion up there, but he lives there. He brings them back and forth to games, gives them plenty of food, plenty of crab legs, and all the snatch he wants, some apple-ass girls, and box of condoms. He keeps them downstairs. He makes sure he gets laid, lots of alcohol, but he drives them back and forth to the games. He's attached to him like a baby, and he has a little self-respect, a little self-control, has a good season, rookie of the year. Maybe they steal the South. We all look foolish. And they finish 11-5. I'm kicked off BTR from behavior. Lovie Smith is coach of the year. The food sitter goes all the way. And he beats, he shuts out. He actually plays defensive end and intercepts Tommy Brady and runs it back. They win 48-3 in Super Bowl 50. Your thoughts, Chris Ramson?
Oh, my God. You're killing me. The food stealer will not do that well. I think it really depends on what they draft around him. I think this could be a 7-9, 9-7 type team if they get offensive linemen, two offensive linemen in day two of the draft after taking Winston number one overall. So if they can do that, they'll put themselves in good position. From what I'm hearing, they're going to get rid of Michael Johnson at right end, and they're going to get rid of their left tackle. Two guys they signed in free agency last year, they're just going to release their asses after one season. And that's the kind of subjective thinking that gets teams like Tampa Bay, that gets Tampa Bay at the bottom of the food chain, that is the NFC South, every single season. Don't you agree? That's the kind of subjective thinking. You sign a left tackle, a cornerback, or a right end for a five-year deal, and you get rid of them after 1 year. That's the kind of subjective thinking that keeps you from winning championships.
They don't want to have the patience. I mean, impatience, and it's just the problem is that's, you're absolutely right. That's the exact problem. They're impatient with people. You're absolutely right. I mean, you got to be able for the long haul.
I don't even think we would have been in the Super Bowl. It would have been the Jailbirds and the Seahawks.
Yep. It's the way it is sometimes. These guys I don't get it anymore. But what's your thoughts on the food steal this year, Monday quarterback? What do you think?
I have no idea about the food steal. I wouldn't take a chance on him, really, because, I mean, if you get millions of dollars in his hands, I think he's going to be like a Johnny Manziel or whatever. I think he's just probably going to run wild, probably take a trip to Vegas every other weekend. I don't think it's a good investment. Whoever drafts them is, in my opinion, is really rolling the dice. I wouldn't do it. If I did draft him, I wouldn't waste a high draft pick on him. I might draft him in the lower rounds or something like that. But I wouldn't waste my number one and number two pick on him. I can tell you that. I don't know who the fool is going to be, but there's got to be a fool out there somewhere that's willing to gamble. But whoever needs a quarterback bad enough might be willing to do it. Maybe Dallas. I don't know. but I don't know
if he dropped to Dallas. It all depends the interviews, ladies and gentlemen. All depends the interviews when they go. If he says the right things, they'll
like, Jim. Andrew, the Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf draft, and the Andrew Luck RG draft.
Yep. Because
if Winston says the wrong things at his pro day and at the combine, and Mariota has an awesome pro day where he makes all the right throws and shows he can be a pocket quarterback, guess what? Mariota's number one again, just like with Manning and Ryan Leaf. That's what happened then, and that's what's going to happen this year.
I agree. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting run with him. If he pulls his head off his hindquarters, could you imagine if he was – on the level kind of guy, he would be an automatic first line. I mean, for his ability on the field.
Got to get some food. I'll call you after the show.
Who, me or somebody else?
I've got some food I've got to eat.
Okay. Well, Chris, real quick, Chris, give me your thoughts on the West real quick, and then you can head down the road. Go ahead, NFC West.
I'm going to have Cardinals in third,
The 49ers will be in last place because they can't hire any good coaches. Ryan Leaf's quarterback coach is going to be the offensive coordinator for the 49ers this year. That's correct. Ryan Leaf's quarterback coach, the guy that was the quarterback coach for Ryan Leaf back in 99, is the 49ers offensive coordinator this year. So they are going to finish in last place. And that might lead to the trade or release of Colin Kaepernick. The Cardinals will finish third. The Rams will have a healthy Sam Bradford, and they will get the wild card, and the Seahawks will win the division.
Wow. All right. I disagree with that. But, well, I think the Seattle Seahawks will be dismantled this season because of a guy who thought was the smartest person in the room. I think Seattle doesn't make the playoffs. But I'll go to you. So are you going to head down the road then, Chris, or what? Or are you going to stick around?
I might stick around for a little bit.
That's fine. All right, no problem. So I'll go running that quarterback. Give me your thoughts on the NFC West, who goes where, and I'll give my pick. Go ahead. Give me your NFC West, sir.
I think this is a real test for Pete Carroll to see whether he can keep this team together. If he can keep it together, expect Seattle to win several more Super Bowls before his tenure is over with. But he faces his toughest challenge as a head coach. So he's got to get his team refocused. That's a tough loss, and weight is on his shoulders. They pretty much lost the Super Bowl because of Carroll. But you have the Arizona Cardinals, basically, I think will be in the same position that they were. I have to agree with Chris on the San Francisco 49ers. I don't really see them doing anything. And if that is true, obviously it is true. I didn't know that about Ryan Leaf being the their quarterback's coach. That's pretty devastating right there. I mean, I can't even imagine somebody doing that. And then of course, you've got
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. He's definitely doing his homework. But the St. Louis Rams, with a healthy Bradford, of course, their stock rises. Perhaps I think he may be right about that. They might get in as a wild card, and I might be inclined to favor them over Arizona. Arizona, I mean, they got a quarterback problem. I guess Carson is going to be back next year. I don't know whether he's considered injury-prone or not, but I just can't imagine Arizona. I mean, just a quarterback goes down. I've never seen a team performance drop off so drastically just in a quarterback, injury. I've never seen that happen before in my life. I mean, Arizona changed so drastically toward the end of this year. Or last year, or however you want to look at it, it's just totally amazing. So I don't really have a lot of confidence in the Cardinals, but I think Seattle and Carroll probably gets to act together. They may struggle a little bit in the beginning of the season, but just like they did this past year. But I think once they get into the groove of things and Marshawn does his usual business and steady Eddie Wilson, he has a straight head. He's not a real emotional guy, but I can see him just struggling this off like it's no big deal. And, taking care of business as usual. I don't think that Seattle is one of those emotional up-and-down type of teams. I think they pretty much stay the same as they did last year and struggle this thing off. And, perhaps a return trip to the Super Bowl. I mean, something's telling me the Giants are going to be there. I think I'm going to stick to my Giant pick, the Giants and the Patriots. But I think Seattle will be there in the end. Well, not in the very end, but definitely NFC Championship game or division playoff round, but that's pretty much how I see it.
Well, I'm going to make a bold. I think the Raccoons, the St. Louis Raccoons, they make a huge run. They finish 10-6. The Cracker Jacks get in as a wild card. Fortune Cookies finish dead last in that division. They could have an epic failure. I'm going to go 5-11, and I'm going to tell you, and I just tell that one play who I'm the smartest person in the goddamn room, Peter the Cheater. Now you have that, rumors are from rumor mongering that me Beast, me Rum Ballin is going to retire like Eben Maya. I don't know what's going on. You got the number 25, the Christmas tree, Stu, whatever his name is, I keep forgetting his name, Sherman, whatever, surgery. They lost their identity. Their head coach went to the Fakers. I mean, their defensive coordinator went to the Fakers. Their the linebacker coach went to the Radicals, right, Chris?
Yep.
And you told me that, so I didn't research that. You told me that.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, defensive coordinator went over to Atlanta Fakers. So their identity, ladies and gentlemen, is their defense, and they're losing the identity which got them where they're at. they need to turn this around. They need to give him tight ends, and they need to, if they have to find, replace beast mode. Somebody go north and south out there. I don't know.
Too many running backs in this draft. You have to replace beast mode.
You got to. He's good. I get it. But there's plenty of guys out there that go north and south, which is the way you make money in football. I've been talking about that for 4 years, 5 years, is run it up the middle. I like beast mode, but you know what I'm going to say? I think they find a hall pass. I think you know what they do? Like I told you, Chris, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right here on Spectrum Sports. I think they find a way to deal with this problem by saying he didn't pass. They'll find something in his physical, and they don't like it, and they'll blame it on the physical to haul pass him out the door because they don't like his shenanigans of not talking about the laundry basket. I mean, he should be speaking to the media. He's making money because of the National Felon League.
And I want to see Marshawn Lynch in a future NFL draft make the pick. Like, they have a former NFL player make a pick for the Seahawks, and I want to see Lynch make a pick for the Seahawks and bring a note card with Skittles up to it, up to Captain America or something.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious. But I just think Seattle goes double snowman. They start to unravel, and he's going to have that emotional thing in his head. I think that defense is. I mean, I don't know about you. Seattle needs a tight end across the middle. They need. I love their wide receivers. They need some kind of. I didn't see any beast mode out of the back. They need a guy that has good hands. They come out of the backfield. It's not going to be a dink and respect the shield. I don't hate on the guy. I just think his lack of respect for the National Football League showed evidently in Super Bowl 49. You're cross-eyed. I get it. Me beast mode. Me do. Me run ball in. Give me ball. Me run in. I get all that. But without the National Felon League, we wouldn't know who the hell you are. And in the day, it's bitch please. So I'm taking them to go 8-8 and miss.
Tight end and defensive tackle. Those are the needs for the Seahawks.
They need a tight end. They need somebody across the middle. They need somebody they can even get. I'm sorry. I'm probably not about football, but was there any pass to any tight end Super 49? Was there any pass at all?
No.
I don't think there was. The only pass I saw to go to beast mode was that nice pass at half when it came in 2 minutes. That was a great pass. They did no screens to him, which when he gets out in the open space, is beast mode easy to bring down? Hell no. But I like beast mode. Don't be wrong. He's a phenomenal. Just a strut, but again, about grabbing the crotch, ladies and gentlemen, when he got fined, which the one language you speak is money, they were selling the picture of that on the NFL Network, on a collage. So that just shows me double standards after grabbing his crotch, okay? And I get all that. And the Super Bowl fines wasn't enough. I think Gronke should have been kicked out of the game. He threw a punch, a haymaker. That was funny on Jimmy Kimmel. $10,000 is not enough. And I would say on those fines, need to be more money than $10,000. They should have game checked Gronke. Okay? I thought it was an embarrassing wait in Super 49 after they were pushing everybody else around. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a good season. These are fun shows to do. It's just speculation. And we always.
Adele should donate his Super Bowl ring to a charity and set a real example.
I agree. He was embarrassing at the end there. So, I just thought that was embarrassing to watch that fighting at the end, and then the truck thing with finally giving it to Butler was just stupid as hell. You look at the NHL, go look on there what he did, Chris. He gave the Honda and Ellen went to a bunch of charities that he follows. I'll say it again, there was not a problem. That all he had to do was give it to a charity, to the Boy Scouts. They auction it off and they go build him something on the Appalachian Trail on the East Coast. It was Shady Brady's place, but
person of students at Quaker Valley High. And are on marijuana. That's what I was allegedly told. Now, the Lemieux and Crosby live right by there. They're not prostituting people. The Penguins, the Pansies, are not prostituting people with dope, man.
So, real quick, Monday Night Quarterback, tell people where they can find you, your website and your podcast, the people over here on Spreaker, Spracker, Sprocker that are listening to podcasts and the Mighty, Mighty Big Shoe. And any closing thoughts on the show, I want to thank you for calling the show and coming on. And you tell Chris where he can find you and your board members, Chris Ranson, and where you can be found Monday Night Quarterback. Go ahead. Is he there? I think he went down the road. So, well, Chris, anything else that you want to talk about?
Like our page, follow us on Twitter at DraftUtopia. We've just made it to 350 likes. I'm stoked and I'm hungry. Later.
All right, Chris, he's stoked. He's hungry. See you later. After a while, Crocodile, he's hungry. Young up. He's hungry. All right, Monday Night Quarterback isn't there. But Chris Ranson, you can go to draftutopia.com. And you can find Chris Ranson. He's out there. And Connecticut is there. Let's see who Connecticut is. Connecticut, are you there? Connecticut? Here's your chance. Speak. No? Connecticut? Pull up your pants. You're doing. Who knows? See, there was Connecticut right there, and he went away, so who knows? Oh, well. But anywho, Monday quarterback has stepped away, I think.
Monday night quarterback. I had to take a business.
Okay, you're back. I'm going to head down the road here. Why don't you tell us, give us your closing thoughts on Super Bowl 49 and give us some of your closing thoughts on the show and tell me where they can find you on Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. And go ahead. I'll give you whatever you need to end out the show on your show. And thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's nice to finally catch up after a couple of weeks. But anyway, yeah, the second straight championship. Resting on the 1 yard line. I tell you what, it's reminiscent of the Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh era.
Cowboys one.
Yeah, well, actually, that the way that the Super Bowl with the interception. Of course, James Harrison ran it all the way back. But I'm talking about impact of a bad call. But anyway, the Super Bowl 49. I mean, it was a good Super Bowl up until the very end. I would have loved to have seen the beast mode. I think everybody in the world was expecting beast mode right there at the end on a one-foot line, but that's something they're going to have to live with in the offseason, try to shrug this thing off, and I'm sure people are going to be bringing it up next year quite often. So they're going to have to battle through that adversity and all, but I think they do it. I think they have a good year nonetheless. I think it's going to be a great season next year. But your Cowboys, of course, will be in the playoff, but I would love to see the third rematch between the New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 50. I think it will be a climatic end to a half century of NFL Super Bowls. And I'm looking forward to a great, outstanding year next year. And of course, we'll have pumpkin ball. This is pumpkin ball season now. So football will be taking a back seat to pumpkin ball. And so I guess we'll be have to change in gears for that. I'm looking forward to the NCAA basketball championship. Football is history, but I think it's, you know, the NFL, I don't know. The NFL, to me, is not the same as it used to be. Of course, with your buddy, Mr. Goodell, as commissioner, I think he's got his fair share of problems there, but I really see the NFL changing and evolving in the next couple of years or so. Obviously, I think, in my opinion, for the worst, but I'm typically an optimist, but I'm also a realist in that sense. Goodell is bad news. I think the owners are going to have some kind of collective meeting or something to discuss this so they can give him the hee-ho and possibly hire another commissioner. In the next couple of years, if I was an NFL owner, I would definitely want it. I mean, of course, he brings in revenues and everything else, and he has increased revenues for the NFL. But the integrity, in my opinion, has really gone down here, especially with the political correctness, BS, and all that. Fans don't like that. Fans want to see football played on the field. And, of course, they have to get the officiating straight. Had lots of officiating problems in this past playoffs. They have to get that straight. A lot of upset fans, particularly Dallas and Detroit. They felt both of those two teams felt like they got screwed in this past year's playoffs. So the NFL has a lot on the table they have to take care of. They have to try to smooth out all this. And if it's not smoothed out, I think somebody's got to take a fall. And more than likely, it would be more reasonable for Goodell to take a fall and for them to hire another commissioner, somebody that would rejuvenate this league from old school mentality, pretty much the way Roselle commissioned the NFL. And Roselle is basically the one that put the NFL on the map, in my opinion. And pretty much Goodell took the reins from him. And Goodell even has a lot of respect for Goodell for Roselle, that is. But I think that's probably what you're looking at. But if they can get all that ironed out and get an old school guy in there and get back to basics with the football thing and forget about the political correctness and all this other crapola, I think the NFL can get back and regain the integrity it once had. And we'll see. I mean, that half-century mark on the Super Bowl program, and they can make that Super Bowl 50 one of the best.
I agree. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the word you use, integrity, is tough out there these days in integrity. And that's, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of problem out there. Integrity, people don't know what integrity is, and that's a problem. So, well, I appreciate you coming on my podcast and me being on your podcast. I appreciate you coming on and made it the fun. And we're on Spreaker, Spracker, iHeartRadio. Where can they on iHeartRadio, if they've gone this far, or on Spreaker, where can they find you on Twitter?
It's MondayNightQuarterback.com and on Twitter, Twitter. I'm not on Spreaker yet, but I'll probably get on Spreaker next year for the season. I've got to try this Spreaker thing out. It sounds like it's a good deal. I know you've been talking about it and everything. So maybe I've got to jump on board and get started with the Spreaker thing. Blog Talk Radio has
a great sound.
I don't even know if my voice breaking up right now. I mean, it could be.
No, I'm fine.
Right, yeah, well, my voice has been breaking up quite a bit on some of the broadcasts, but maybe today it's doing okay, I guess. But, yeah, I've got to check out Spreaker and maybe even the video YouTube. Maybe we even get together on a video type of a program.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe with a little luck, we'll be at Super Bowl 50, pouring it down and doing interviews and hanging out in the parking lot and having a simulcast broadcast. Who knows? I mean, I'm an optimist in that capacity.
Right.
You know? So let's get her done.
Hello? Right. Who's this, Connecticut?
My name is Jeff from Connecticut.
Who?
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff from Connecticut?
I was always listening. I just couldn't say nothing because I was working at the same time.
Right. So you listened before?
Yeah.
What's up? What's on your mind?
My Jets.
Your Jets? Want to talk with your candy ass and your Jets? I appreciate it. How'd you find the show? How'd you find the show?
Huh?
How'd you?
I found the show on the website, TalkShoe website. I was just skimming through trying to find something to pass the day, just listening. And I just came across your show.
Well, I appreciate you coming to the show. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're not listening to real radio, so I appreciate it.
I listened to you before, around the same time almost every day.
And what do you think of the show? I mean, be honest.
Sounds pretty good, man.
I appreciate it.
Pretty good. I mean,
coming on the show, I appreciate it. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people listening. I appreciate you taking time to listen to Speculation Sports. I appreciate it. So, you would like to talk about your candy ass near Jets? Go ahead. Call them the candy ass near Jets. They're a mess, just like the Mets. My buddy, my board member from New York, he's now in South Carolina, is a bank guard. He's a Mets fan, a Jets fan. They're both a mess. Your Jets now.
I'm not a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan.
Buddy is. So let's talk about your candy ass for Jets. By all means, we appreciate you calling the podcast. So your Jets, I had you guys six. I thought you would.
You really did. You really think they're going to go after Mariota?
I know, not the Jets. I don't think they'd go after him. I'm talking. We're thinking that the Cleveland Clowns would trade up or the idiots. I don't think you would. I think you guys would. I think you might if the food sealer drops you guys. I think they would take him. I think if someone drops in their hands, I think they would. Let's say Mariota drops them. I think they would prostitute. To first one here, they would prostitute because. They would. I mean, I call it prostitution because that's what you do, right? I mean, they would use it. You never know. I mean, you don't have the idiot blowhard there anymore. Snow's tipper. You know.
What do you think about the new hire? What do you think about the new hires as far as the coach and the general manager?
We'll talk about this in 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In 3 years, we'll talk about it. It all depends what goes on. So I get it. You know, you're always happy. I mean, just like the coach in the Chicago Bitches. You know, he's from Minnesota over his head. You know what I'm saying? And you look at the fools out there, the idiots. It's his, he embarrassed himself and lost. And look at Peter the Cheater, won a Super Bowl, but it looked like crap in Super Bowl 49 at the end. So it all depends what you guys do in this free agency this year. I wish you would get your quarterback one more year. He doesn't remind you a lot of remember Testaverde? Remember him?
Purdy, yeah.
Couldn't read a defense. And it's the same thing in your quarterback. He has that blank look on his face.
Yeah.
I tell you, the one play that really screwed you this year was that play against the Green Bay Penis Packers when your incompetent offensive lineman was yelling for a timeout and the ref made the poor choice to turn around. Look, that play, I had you guys winning that game. If you would have won that game, the Green Bay Penis Packers might not have been in the playoffs, and you guys might have. And that was the game, in my mind.
I know.
Guys, your thoughts?
I know. And about Dallas.
Go ahead.
They're not going to get rid of Devin, right?
No, I don't. I think Jerry Jones will find a way to keep him because he ain't going to go with somebody else on the NFL, this NFL network stuff. That's just fear-mongering. That's how – you know why they do that stuff, sir? So they get hits on the website. They make those articles so people talk about it like me and you are talking about it. I'm not going to read it because they want the hit. All that is fear-mongering, and I mean, I'm an opinionated guy, but I blog under assumed name. But the point is I do that other things, but that's what they're doing. That's what the NFL does, these writers. They want people to talk about it and come, and then they sell. They prostitute the hits, okay? They do, because if you have a website, the more hits you get, then you can advertise. If you want to go to our website, Chris Ranson's draftutopia.com, and sign up on the message board, you're welcome to go on there, draftutopia.com.
Okay.
And you sign up, you can be top of football. I'd love to have you. Go on there. We don't sell anything on you, but, you know, you go on there. But I think Dez Bryant, the disease, we'll be back, and DeMarco Murray's got to learn to hang on the damn ball.
And
yeah. It's the only thing that scares about the guy. He has got to watch video of Emmitt Smith. You know, Emmitt Smith hold that ball like it was a baby?
Yeah.
I mean, Sweetness could hold it up because that was Sweetness. Huh?
Or, Tiki Barber made a big change, but he was a fucking machine also, and then Coughlin changed the way he hit.
Correct.
He held the ball and stuff.
You're absolutely right, sir. You're absolutely right.
When DeMarco Murray runs.
Because I was watching that game. I taped that Green Bay Penis Packer game. And I was telling my wife, I said, please don't fumble the ball here. And I was getting nervous, and he fumbled that ball. He had free rein down the lines. Big play. That's what he scares about me. It's just like, he played for my Cowboys. He's from Minnesota. And the Minnesota Gophers, what was his name, that running back? He went over to the Bears and then ended up retiring. But he's almost like beast mode. But he's
beast mode, hold on to the ball, though.
Yeah, you got to know. Well, that's what you got to do. You can't put it on the carpet. Emmitt Smith hung on that. He really fumbled. Rarely.
Yeah, because beast mode, I was just about to ask you, who you think is a better back, DeMarco Murray or a beast mode?
I think DeMarco Murray has quicker – I think they're both good. I don't think they're – you really can't compare the two?
Yeah.
Just runs people over, DeMarco goes around them. Could you agree with that or not?
Yeah, he do, but –
both have end result, touchdowns. I think DeMarco will run out
– Lynch run through him, though.
Yep. But I think he goes north and south. DeMarco goes around the inside of tackles. He goes under the guards. You can't compare the two. They both get the end result. I think if they had a foot race, DeMarco Murray would beat him to the end zone. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd get there anyways. Two different, but
I agree with you.
I wouldn't.
I agree with you with that, Will.
Could you imagine those two guys, your backfield?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? Every other play, he comes in, he goes out. Could you imagine that?
That's how I thought the Jets was going to be with Chris Johnson and Ivory, but it didn't come out like that.
Right.
Chris Johnson is finished.
Right.
At home, but he's finished. Or it's either he's finished or the blocking scheme wasn't blocking right.
Right.
And I think that's the way, like, from the first.
You got to put the system in the players. You know what I'm saying? You draft, coach hockey for years. I put kids in a position to be successful. And you got to put a running
back. Yeah,
be competitive. I think north and south is huge in football. I think tight ends across the middle are huge and ignored. I think like Irving made money across the middle.
Yeah. Like, that's, that, that, like, really,
think our problem, they keep talking about receivers and the running game and yep. the defense, but I think our problem is offensive line, period.
Well, it starts up front. I got to get going here, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're absolutely right, sir. If you ever listen to my podcast, I've talked about this. I'd love to have my own offensive defensive Hall of Fame, in the trenches Hall of Fame, where I'd be on YouTube and I'd hand trophies out. I'd hand trophies out to deceased linemen that deserve it, but I would induct Hall of Fame five, one center, one left, right tackle, and then whatever. I would have an in the trenches Hall of Fame. I'd have a picture of a trench with a rack of ribbon, you know. Because I believe it starts up front. And plain and simple, Tommy Brady will be in the Hall of Fame because of the offensive line. The doing Tea Partiers, they prostitute an offensive lineman, and that's a fact.
Yeah, they do.
They do. And why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think Bubba, Troy Aikman, and Emmett, and all on the Hall of Fame? Why? Because of the big fat guys up front who see asses and elbows. Okay.
And they said that was the greatest offensive line of all time, right?
I agree with that. I think they're one of the greatest. You can't compare the two. One of the greatest, yes. Not the greatest. There's only one Lord Jesus Christ, right? You only have one Father, right? So you can't compare the two. You can't compare Brady to Montana. Right? They're both good. I don't like using the word the greatest. There's only one God, okay? They're very good. One of many. You can't disrespect other guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at Steelers. Look at Miami. Look at the Vikings. You know, it's just everyone different genres are good. So there's too many good guys out there that get out of football for 5 years, good offensive. And I'd love to have my own Hall.
Yeah.
I got to get going. I appreciate you calling the podcast. Are you on Twitter by any chance? Anybody can follow you on Twitter?
Nah, not yet. I was planning on getting on it today.
Okay, well, I have Cowpoke Radio on Twitter, Twitter, and I'm on YouTube, Cowpoke One, if you want to go listen over there. I got some YouTube videos, but I appreciate you listening live. I had a real radio listening to me babble on about the National Felon League, the 2015-16, and you're live on another podcast, Monday Night Quarterback. Okay, you come on the podcast. I'm going to mute you and head down the road. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Thank you very much for listening live. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. All right. Monday Quarterback, I'll see you later.
All right, Jeff. Have a good one, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Monday Night Quarterback. See you later, my friend. So that's Monday Night Quarterback, and I do appreciate him coming on. My name is Jeff. This is Speculative Sports. I enjoyed the great show. Chris coming on, the gentleman on the Mighty, Mighty Big Shoe. It was an epic show. Commercial movie podcasting military out there, Air Force, Army, Marine, and Navy, merchant in and out of uniform.
Hey. Let's go.
New England, Patriots. New England. New England Patriots. 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 New England Patriots.
It was another great season once again here at MondayNightQuarterback.com. Thank you everybody for tuning in this football season, and we're looking forward to next year's football year. You heard the predictions of of this Super Bowl, of next year's Super Bowl, number 50. You heard the predictions loud and clear. I've got the New York Football Giants against the New England Patriots, and, of course, the New York Football Giants win Super Bowl number 50, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will talk to you all very soon. MondayNightQuarterback.com. Bye now.